The taste of the body of the one you love can be the wildest thing. The face of a lover you've been thinking of can make a lonely heart sing. It's beautiful and wonderful, the way it moves through your body like a bitter love thing. And every day I see it say, and
this is J.D. Doyle, and welcome to part 3 of Out Radio for June. That act was called Men Out Loud, and they had a pretty good album in 1996 called Sweet Enough to Eat, and you probably figured out that you heard the title track. Well, actually, I gave you part of their a cappella version and then went into the dance mix. That act and the next 4 have something in common that I'll tell you about in a moment. But it's not that they sing the same kind of music, which you'll soon see.
la cucaracha. When did I become a loyal subject to you? When was the first time I thought I might lose my head? When did I find myself sitting at the servant's table? Why do I suffer from the craves that you had read? And when was the first time that you threatened to expel me? Why did you laugh so hard when they pushed me to the floor? Each time I'd fall. When was the first time that you rewrote your own fable? Why do you keep your kingdom oh so very small? And by what authority do you humiliate me? Who put the scepter in your hand, rule the world? And if you were the Pope, I guess you'd excommunicate me. Heaven knows who cast a spell on you.
First up was the duo Sally and Michelle, who were Sally Landers and Michelle Mangione. From their only CD from 1995, I picked the naughtiest track, Down on You, and I followed it with a more rock act named Churchill's Widow. The song Empress in Your Head came from their album, The Pros and Cons of Ups and Downs, from 1996. Lead vocalist was the late Aaron Connolly. I adore the artist Lisa Koch, and she seems to do a variety of kinds of music very well. More in the country vein, I picked by her a track from her 1995 CD, You Make My Pants Pound, and the song Night at the Timberline.
It's a Friday night. Shaking off my day and starting on my weekend. Cold winter night, hop in the car, taking me away to my favorite two-step bar. Two-step bar. Holiday night, holiday night, flashing red and Christmas is a-coming and everybody's letting off steam. I got my boots and my best blue jeans. Looking for a prince or maybe looking for a queen. Big old queen.
You.
That's right.
I'm a real man.
Dancing to the beat of our own drum.
Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Have a little fun. Kick up your heels and two-step with someone. It's a boy meeting boy kind of girl, touching girl sort of night at the Timberline. Can I have this dance?
Can I have this dance?
That would be divine.
You talking to me?
See who's gonna lead this time.
Yeah, excuse me. Excuse me. I'm not gay, and neither's my wife.
Driving from the suburbs, you're gonna have a gay old time and dance with a drag queen.
Okay, but I lead.
Line dance.
Another man down. There's another man down. But I'm
And that was an artist just going by Gavin, and the song Another Man Down is from his CD, Cave-In. Okay, what do these folks all have in common? Well, perhaps it's a tenuous connection, but it interested me because I'm interested in our GLBT music history. Part of that history was the organization GLAMA, the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards. I was lucky to be involved with them even before the beginning of my so-called queer radio career, and was a judge and attended the last two awards events in 1999 and 2000. But the history I'm telling about was before they had even had their first awards in October of 1996. Earlier that year, they held four concerts in different cities around the country to raise awareness of the organization and build momentum toward the fall awards. The last concert was in Los Angeles in August 1996, and here's where I get to the point of this long story. Performing that day were Men Out Loud, Sally and Michelle, Churchill's Widow, Gavin, and Lisa Koch, who also played host. My friend Tom Kidd was the L.A. organizer and sent me some photos from it. GLAMA sadly folded after the 2000 awards. Jake Walden is a young artist I like quite a bit. In fact, I named his debut album, Alive and Screaming, as one of the best of 2008. Last February, he released this next song to only those who joined his Facebook fan page. So, of course, I had to have it. I really love his cover of the Neil Young classic, Only Love.
When you were young and on your own, how did it feel to be alone? I was always thinking of the games that I was playing, trying to use the best of my time, but to be sure right from the start, yes, only love can break your heart. But if your world should fall apart, his head inside of a dream. Someone should call him and see if he can come out, trying to lose the high that he's found. But only love can break your heart. Try to be sure.
Jake Walden is also on the next track, helping out Tom Goss. I'm a big fan of Tom's music, and he's got a new DVD out called Live at Terry's. It was recorded at a house concert, and I like it as it also shows his charm. So I'm letting you hear him introduce the song. From that DVD is his wonderful song, Till the End.
This place is amazing. Terry's amazing for having me, and you all are amazing for making this such a wonderful night. I can't wait to put all the back of your heads in this DVD. Does everybody remember Jake Walden? This love song actually started off with much harsher intent, because my partner, who's typically lazy, would not wake up, and like it was like Saturday or Sunday, it was like 1 a.m, and I'm like a 7-year-old kid, so like the sun comes up and I can't sleep anymore, and all I want to do is like go to the playground, so I run around in circles. And I was, of course, trying to get him up for a couple hours, and he was having none of it. And so I started writing this song with malice in my heart. And, you know, I got about 2 lines into it, and, realized how madly in love I was. And, you can't really stop that. Nope, so... So it turned into a love song, as all my songs turn into love songs.
You're a loving guy.
I am. This is a song called Till the End. And taking it easy. Just like a Sunday afternoon, you're driving me crazy, like you always seem to do. So I call you lazy, and you snooze a day away. A sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweet. And take your fears and you can lay them at my feet. 'Cause I swear that I'm here till the end. And I know what love is, even if it's not the same as what your God says. You see, truly is to blame for what is nonsense. 'Cause God is love and love is good. A sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweet. And take your fears and you can lay them at my feet. 'Cause I swear that I'm here. Whoa. Whoa. You're smiling like you do, your eyes aglow now. You see my face, look back at you. It's what we know now. It's for what we've always yearned. A sinking swiftly through those dreams of bittersweet. And take your fears and you can lay them at my feet, 'cause I swear that I'm here till the end, till the end, till the end, till the end. Thank you all very much. Jake Walden, my name's Tom Goss. Thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. It's been a beautiful night. Thank you.
Clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away up on the chimney top. That's where you find me. Somewhere, oh, over the rainbow, blue birds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
Surely there's another fixed to this something other than this proposition that's gunning for what you're running from here. It doesn't have to be this hard to share a platform for all to see. We could help to clear the air, just like how we swept and cleaned those streets. I could never harm you. I could never harm you. If I could have said no, I would have. I would have fought to shoot you down. If I could have been there, I would have aimed to take you down, down. If I could have done anything at all, anything at all, I would have said no. I would have said no. I still say no. I felt at one with you that night. Martinis poured with the flavor of today. We saw the colors form from a few low shades of gray. Yet you still went dry with a yes. You paid our rights to die, die, die. If I could have said no, I would have. I would have fought to shoot you down. If I could have been there, I would have aimed to take you down, down. If I could have done anything at all, anything at all. On this everlasting walk, they join in on song with us. If you would only let them talk, the gods would be here with us on this everlasting walk. They join in on the song with us. If you would only let them talk, the gods would be here with us on this everlasting walk. They join in on the song with us. If you would only let them. If I could have been there, I would have aimed to take you down, down. If I could have done anything at all, if I could have done anything at all, anything at all.
Over the Rainbow was another artist I really like, Eric Hyman. and that track was one not released on any of his recordings and was only available from his website. After Eric was Chicago artist Stephen Leonard and the song Still Say No from his debut CD called With a Pen. You can also find it on a very cool Various Artists CD put out last year for the National Equality March. That's a chance to hear other fine artists, including Josh Zuckerman, Julie Clark, Sandy Rapp, Roger Mapes, and more. I'm very pleased with this next CD. It's by Canadian artist Kevin Wong, and it's called The Pink in the Gray. I love that he incorporates boy-on-boy lyrics into this genre, which doesn't happen nearly enough. You'll hear him sing Legion of the Broken and kind of a fun track called Denial.
Baby's gonna leave again in another midnight. Another broken game of chance, though I never planned it. It's like you're saying that's the point, to disappoint me. If that's the point, he's made it well, as far as I see. So I wear a mask of endless laughter, you laugh but never cry. Though inside I think I'm breaking faster, break as I wonder why. Same old story, boy loves boy, but trifles with a third as well. You know this tale, yeah, love's no glory when you treat it like a prison cell. So I joined the legion of the broken, the bitter disillusionment. And I swear I'll try to stop the hoping and live in present tense. He's got me fooled with all his sweet deceptions. Yet protest when I'm making you precautionary protection. It's like he's saying that's the rub, our love's a dirty bathtub. He scrubs another that succumbs, and I learned my lesson. And the mask of endless laughter's crumbling, it crumbles fast enough. And I feel like I somehow deserve things, because I won't walk out. Same old story, boy loves boy, but trifles with a third as well. You know this tale, yeah, love's no glory when you treat it like an acid well. So I joined the legion of the broken, the bitter disillusionment. And I swear I'll try to stop my hoping and live in present tense. Oh, 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 oh. Disillusion, man. And I swear I'll try to stop the hoping. That's my one defense.
Like each day I meet another new person who has nothing of importance to say. He prattles on and on about the painfully obvious while I fantasize about getting laid. It seems like I'm surrounded by 100 people wearing business suits but playing games. And all they seem to do is chatter about things that don't matter, though they don't even know how to face themselves. Oh, do they know themselves? Penguin when he waddles in, half drunk and high and desperate to unzip his skin. And he's talking at 100 words a second wind, and I start to wince because he's just like me within. And I seem to be surrounded by 100 hearts, still going loud and strong but missing fundamental parts. And all the money and the porn can occupy our time, and yet it's apathy that ends up as the party line. And yet, oh, do we know ourselves? What we're capable of, do we know ourselves? We're all swimming in Egyptian river. If you think too long, you start to shiver. But reality is soon delivered, and the house of lies all falls down. You're thinking that you're so damn clever. Social reject dwelling on the weather, but someone always pulls the the house of lies all fall down. The house of lies all falls down. And yet, oh, do I know myself? Who I really am? Do I know myself?
But after years and years and years and years of nothing to show, it's time for me to finally say, I gotta give it up to love. He drove me kind of crazy, wasn't gorgeous at all, or half the things I had on the list. But there was warmth in his eyes, and to my surprise, he had me from the moment we kissed. I gotta give it up to love. Myself and needing my time and my space. 'Cause now I get to think about how lucky I am that I get to come home to his glorious face. I gotta give it up to love.
But then he turns on the light and he holds me tight and whispers, I know it's scary, we both got a past. I gotta give it up to love. We can maybe do it or die. I'm giving it all over to love, yeah. I found myself a fabulous guy. I gotta give it up to love. Oh, we gotta fly.
For that last one, I thank composer David Pevsner. He wrote and sang it for a proposed movie called Musical Comedy Whore. The movie hasn't happened yet, but the song did get used in his musical Fancy Boy Follies. He's told me they wanted it to sound like a gay Partridge Family song. Works for me. And here's a song that's always worked for me, the classic 50%. Dorothy Loudon made it famous in the 1979 Broadway show Ballroom. And a number of folks have recorded it, including the late B. Arthur. But I'd never heard a male singer do it until I found a video by Stephen Fales. Yes, finally. Oh, Stephen has his own show, a musical called Confessions of a Mormon Boy that sounds gaylicious. Here's Stephen Fales and 50%.
I don't iron his shirts. I don't sew on his buttons. I don't know all the jokes he tells or the songs he hums, though I may hold him all through the night. He may not be here when the morning comes. I don't pick out his ties or expect his tomorrows, but I feel when he's in my arms, he's where he wants to be. We have no memories, bittersweet with time, and I doubt if he'll spend New Year's Eve with me. I don't share his name, I don't wear his ring. There's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. But he says he loves me, and I believe it's true. Doesn't that make someone belong to you? So I don't share his name, so I don't wear his ring, so there's no piece of paper saying that he's mine. So we don't have the memories. I've had enough memories. I've washed enough mornings, I've dried enough evenings, I've had enough birthdays to know what I want. Ha 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 ha.
was in a Paris cafe that first I found him. He was a Frenchman, a hero of the war. But war was over and his harpies had crowned him. A few cheap medals to wear and nothing more. Now every night in that same cafe you'll find him. And as he walks by, the ladies hear him say, if you admire me, please hire me. A Frenchman who knew better days. Just a gigolo everywhere I go. People see the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance.
Every dance, every
selling
dance,
each
every
romance.
Dance, what a drag.
Every night some heart betraying. There'll come a day youth will pass away. Then what will they say about me? When the end comes, I know they'll say, just a gigolo. As life goes on without me. Just a gigolo.
Just a gigolo.
Everywhere I go.
Everywhere he goes.
People see the part I'm playing.
He's playing.
Hit for every dance.
Every dance, every
selling
dance.
Cheap romance.
Every cheap romance.
Every night some heart betraying.
Some heart betraying, baby.
There will come a day. What will they say about me?
About me.
When the end comes, I know they'll say, just a gigolo. As life goes on without me.
I hope you recognized Peter Allen singing Just a Gigolo. That's from his 1982 album, Continental American. And I further hope you also recognize the voice of jazz great Francis Fay helping him out on that one. This is J.D. Doyle, and I thank you for joining me on Out Radio. As usual, I ran out of show wanting to put more songs into it, but there's always next month. And I don't usually play hit songs, but I love this one. I'm closing with the 1987 Simply Divine recording of the Pet Shop Boys and Dusty Springfield doing What Have I Done to Deserve This?